from Freakonomics Radio, a new series about a role model we didn't know we needed.
So many crazy things really did happen to him.
The physicist Richard Feynman was one of the most brilliant scientists of his generation, but he was also a troublemaker, an obsessive, and a man who spoke truth to power. Along the way, he created a blueprint for how to lead a life of honest inquiry.
He was a brilliant theoretical physicist, but what really made him stand out was his humanity.
The curious, brilliant, vanishing Mr. Feynman on Freakonomics Radio.
She has the nickname First Lady of Engineering.
She had so many firsts in her career.
Y.Y. Clark was one of the very first women to receive a PE, a professional engineering license.
She was the first Black female to graduate from Howard in mechanical engineering.
As well as the first African-American engineering female department head at Tennessee State. So she's the first, the first, the first in every area that she dealt with.
In this season of Lost Women of Science, we are going deep into the life and work of Yvonne Young Clark,
also known as YY.
YY was a teacher.
Sometimes it was almost like, did Miss Clark ever go home? because it appeared that she was always there.
The aha moment for me was when I found out that she worked on the NASA moon rock box, the box that they brought the moon rocks back in.
From a young age, YY was fascinated by machines.
She had bought her T-square and she bought her protractor, and when she went to the classroom, the instructor wouldn't let her in because she was a female.
She was in a man's world. That era was not very kind to women in engineering at all, but she persevered.
I'm Katie Hafner.
And I'm Carol Sutton Lewis. On season 3 of Lost Women of Science, the life and legacy of Yvonne Young Clark.
Coming in September, wherever you get your podcasts.